and business news now with Emma McNamara.
Thanks very much, Anya. We're joined in studio by the president of the European Investment Bank, Werner Hoyer, who's here in Ireland to announce the funding of various projects. Already it's announced €200 million in low interest credit through AIB to small and medium businesses, and it's looking at co-funding the Lewis Crosstown Link. Last year it funded schools, water and renewable energy projects and small business. EIB President Werner Hoyer, good morning and thanks very much for joining us in studio. Are you going to be lending more to Ireland this year than you did last year?
Yes, we are reaching a record high of €600 million this year, and with the exception of the years when we, financed the interconnectors for the electricity grid, this is the maximum we ever had.
So that was maybe 2010 when we went up over €1 billion was the funding of the interconnector. Okay, well, on SMEs and your announcement yesterday of the lending through AIB, you're having to lend to them. Does it suggest a failure on the part of the Irish government to stimulate lending to the sector?
No, we simply realise in Ireland, just as well as in most other parts of the European Union, that the access to finance for small businesses is getting more and more difficult. This is something to do with structural developments in the countries. It has something to do with the general deleveraging of banks. And so there is a need to maintain access to finance for companies which are profitable, which can work, which will definitely survive, but which have very acute problems entering the market. So this is one of the key parts of our business. More or less 25% of our business volume is now going into this direction.
Now, the European Investment Bank, lots of money, just all it wants to do is give it out. Are there enough projects to fund in Ireland and support here?
No question, and we are broadening our base. I also talked about the interconnectors in the past. I could talk about the Bioscience Centre at Trinity College today. We had interesting conversations with representatives from Limerick on urban development. We are talking about the question whether to finance the crosslink of Lewis. And there's quite a variety of activities which the EU Bank is supporting, because it's the EU which is behind us. The 27 member states of the European Union own this bank, and the idea is to provide long-term financing for investment, which otherwise would not be possible.
Now, there has been a high-level working group at work looking at areas to fund, working between yourselves and the Irish government, examining ways to support new areas of investment. What were the findings of this group?
As I said, it's quite a variety, and that's encouraging. Last year when I was here, we came to the idea of being supportive for the refurbishing of school buildings. Ireland is a growing country. The education needs are enormous. The infrastructure situation of many schools is disastrous. So something has to be done. And helping schools to be refurbished around the country, in every village and town across the country, that brings not only an improvement of the educational situation, it also brings jobs and employment for small businesses all over.
On the bigger scale than schools, we have renewable energy projects, we've water metering, we've ports, all of these things you're looking at as well. These can quite often be held up at a political level. They're very political issues. Is that a problem for you?
I think it's more a problem for the countries which have to go through these processes, which in a democracy are pretty normal, but you sometimes lose lots of time. So we respect that it takes time, and we respect that political decisions have to come first, because the Irish people have to make up their minds, and then we are going to negotiate how to finance that.
Would you not just say that this lost time is costing us money too?
Well, always. But democracy is a painful process sometimes, but the best one can think of.
Okay, farming is a sector that's been able to, in the past, get money from the banks in recent years when times have been tough for other sectors. But yesterday we had a new call from the Irish Farmers Association straight to the European Investment Bank, asking for you to make sure that the money that you are lending through AIB goes to them in some way.
We need to cooperate with local banks. That's our business model, because we have only a limited number of employees, most of them concentrated in Luxembourg. So we always operate through the local banks, the regional banks and national banks, and that makes our institution very lean, enables us to lend at very favorable rates, because on the other hand, we can borrow at very favorable rates, between 70 and 80 billion euros a year from private capital markets around the world. We are then able to lend on at very, very good rates. And that then must be decided by our partner banks on the spot. We don't have any retail place in any place in Ireland or elsewhere in the European Union.
What do you think of Ireland and its future? Your predecessor, Plutarchos Sekalaris, was always quite positive that Ireland was coming out of an economic dark place. But that was that's something that's been said over and over again for many years. What do you think of Ireland's future?
Well, Mr. Plutarchos Sekalaris was right. The painful process the Irish people has gone through is paying off now. And I'm very optimistic that by the end of the year, Ireland will be full back to the market. And the Irish people have lived up to the commitments the government made. So I'm very optimistic.
So you wouldn't be behind this austerity versus growth debate that austerity kills growth?
I think it's complete nonsense. I think the reform processes are needed in most countries of the European Union. They're urgently needed. At the same time, it takes growth initiatives, initiatives which promote innovation, education and employment. And this is the chapter for which we are responsible in this concert of European institutions which take care of all the aspects of the reform policies. We are doing the employment and growth and innovation side, and that's the more convenient one. But the other things have to be done as well.
Okay, European Investment Bank President Werner Hoyer, thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning. Very briefly, Lloyds Banking Group has reported a big rise in profits for the first 3 months of the year. The British bank reported a statutory pre-tax profit of £2 billion sterling in the first quarter. This was up from £280 million for the same time last year. And on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.308 and at 84.4 pence sterling.
Emma, thank you.